Preface. I had to leave early if I wanted to make it to the castle by nightfall. I was tying my bag closed when I heard footsteps in the hallway. Too loud to be my mother. Too heavy to be my brother. "You knew I would have to go, didn't you?" I asked my father as he walked into the room that my brother Jas and I used to share. Jas had left before me. He left because they had come into town calling for more soldiers, for anyone who would volunteer. They promised food and wages for the families of the boys who served, but it wasn't enough for the three of us to live on.
"Ali," my father said, and I knew he was starting a whole speech.
My father was this big statue of a man. He was big and strong, but he had the softest smile you'd ever seen. His skin was a warm brown and aged like the wood trees around our house. He had dark brown hair that was braided back away from his face. He had a lot of scars, even on his face, but he was always smiling. He had one scar over his right eye that never healed quite right. He never fought on the battlefield, but us commoners had to fight each other in the streets. We were fighting each other for food, for land, for safety, while the kings just fought each other because they could. We were struggling too much. I could have kept stealing from the markets, but they had started to recognize me. We didn't have anything left to sell, so I had to go clean in the castle to send home more money. I was going to be with my mother's mother, Shamira. She was a stern woman, to be sure, but she would also die to protect any of us. She was a lot like Jas. I would be with him too, but we had been apart so long, I didn't know what to say to him. He was a soldier now. "That's what you want me to believe, isn't it?" I said with a sigh, sitting down on the pillows that were a poor excuse for my bed. "You want me to believe that this is all part of some bigger plan?" I asked him. And he didn't say a word. He just looked at me sadly, expecting me to go on and on ranting. "What's going to happen to me there?" I asked him, curious mostly of what he would say. "I wouldn't believe anything," he said. My father told us that he had visions of the future. It wasn't exact, and he could never predict what made him have a vision. There were a lot of things that made it all sound very vague, and I didn't believe him. My mother did, and so did my brother. Jas always said that I would do anything for attention, so of course, I was the odd one out.
"The future changes, Aaliyah," he told me, which is what he always told Jas and me when we asked him for visions.
He was a kind man, and I was being a brat. But I did it with him because he would never treat me any differently. He was my father, my safe place, my warmest hug, my home. I just rolled my eyes. I don't know why I expected anything different. "Can I have some tea?" I asked him simply. He couldn't mess that up, even if he tried.
"Of course, my girl," he said, standing up.
I would miss his tea the most.